Hello and welcome into episode 11 of Track Talk. I'm your host, Andrew Gallinger. Today, we are taking a look at the sport that you're here to talk about each and every week with me, the sport of NASCAR. Earlier this week, a report was released by Reuters stating that NASCAR's majority owners, the France family, have entered into the early stages of discussions regarding a potential sale of their majority stake in NASCAR, also known as the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. The report stated that discussions are only exploratory in nature, and no deal is imminent at this point, but that the France family at least has real interest in selling the motorsports company, according to the website. Looking at what this could potentially mean for the sport going forward, while again, this is all in the very early stages and nothing about this deal is finalized, there's a bit more in the works to make it a bit more factual and less just about running around the rumor mill. Case in point, in April, NASCAR announced that they would only be extending their sponsorship with current title sponsor of the Cup Series, Monster Energy, through the end of this season, 2018, instead of the traditional 2-3 or even 4-year extensions that sponsors have been given in the past. While there's no telling what this week's announcement could mean for the series going forward, and the sport as a whole, you have to think that recent changes have potentially played a role, including retirements of star drivers who in their own rights are true legends of the sport, including Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jeff Gordon, and Tony Stewart. You also could play in the factor of track revenue related to ticket sales and having grandstands at most of the NASCAR sanctioned racetracks not being filled in recent years as the economy still works to recover. But looking on the positive side, racing is a sport that brings people together. Yes, it's a business. Yes, it's a sport that costs a lot of money to be successful in. And there are many other factors that go into these business decisions than how many fans purchase a ticket to each race, or even how many fans watch and listen on TV, radio, and through other media outlets. So while none of this is set in stone, I made the decision to report on it on this podcast because with some of the facts that I've laid out, it seems like a change to the sport that we all love could be coming sooner rather than later. Personally, I enjoy the sport as it is, the action, the family atmosphere, and even when tempers overflow, that's always exciting to see drivers' true passions and emotions come out when things don't go their way. And when they're on top of the mountain. So, think about this as this podcast comes to a close today. Do you enjoy the sport? If the answer is yes, hopefully this change, if it's true, won't ruffle your feathers too much. If you have reasons to harp on the sport, maybe this change could alter your own perspective and make you a lifelong fan of NASCAR. Tune in next week as we look back on NASCAR's first trip to the Midwest for the 2018 season, the high-speed mile-and-a-half Kansas Speedway. Thanks for listening, everybody. I will keep you updated on this story and more on AndrewGallinger.com, as well as on my Twitter page, handle @GallingerAndrew. Thanks. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.